Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rick, Rite Aid is set to close on Wednesday for a majority of the stores around Western New York. How does that impact you?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Really?
I was like, yeah, they're just going to transfer it down to CVS, so it's just closer to my house, so actually it's beneficial for me.
Okay, very good.
I mean, I feel sorry for the guys that are losing, especially like the, you know, especially like the grads coming out now, for the pharmacists, where are they going to go?
How often do you come to Rite Aid?
I've been coming to Rite Aid for 30 years. So.
Unfortunate that you're losing it.
Oh, absolutely, but you know, that's the way the world economy is.
So I'm assuming you use this more than just a pharmacy then? Did you come here?
Yeah, I get most of my stuff here. But now it's going to be at CVS.
How nice is that, that you're kind of have that security where, you know, just down the road a CVS comes in and is going to take over your scripts and take care of your prescription?
Actually, not much, because I'm retired, so I don't mind driving.
All right.
So it gets me out of the house.
That's good.
Now it's just a little short distance and back. So no big difference.
Very good. All right. Anything else you want to add?
It was a great store for as long as it lasted.
Most of the Rite Aid stores are closing here in Western New York as of June 4th. Just your thoughts on the closing of the stores.
My thought is that I think it's ridiculous because the older people that live in apartment buildings down my street, where else are they going to go? They can't walk that far. So I just feel sorry for them.
How often do you come to Rite Aid here and shop for yourself?
Mostly every day, but I'm a walker, so I can go anywhere. But my concern is the older people.
Do your neighbors have a backup plan in terms of a new pharmacy, in terms of where they can go to get their medications and everything else they need?
No, not that I know of.
How frustrating is that for your perspective, just as a caring neighbor?
Well, my frustration, because my aunt used to get her prescriptions at Rite Aid, so now it's up to me or her son to go pick up her medicine at Walgreens now. So it's really difficult.
Is there anything solutions-wise that you would hope for to further help your neighbors or your aunt or anybody else that you care for?
Yeah. Like, if they needed help or asked me, I'll go to the store for them so they didn't have to pay for the delivery fees from, like, if they get their products from Walgreens or Tops or whatever. I like to help people, and I like to walk.
Yeah, of course. Are you hoping that maybe a new pharmacy or something similar to a Rite Aid will move in here to help out?
You know what? Tell you the truth, I don't think so. There's a Rite Aid all the way down that way. And that's been closed for over a year or so. So I don't think that's going to turn into anything.
A number of the Rite Aid stores here in Western New York are closing locally effective June 4th. Not all of them are closing, but most of them are closing. I mean, how does that impact you in terms of your ability to get whatever you need here in the community?
Well, mostly I come here for prescriptions. So, I'm going to have to find a new place to get prescriptions now.
So this is your pharmacy here?
Yes.
I mean, just have you thought about that process, or have you started to look around in terms of finding a new pharmacy somewhere to be able to get your medications?
Honestly, I haven't so yet, but because I'm still getting them here, so.
Other than the pharmacy needs, I mean, the store has been able to provide other needs for everything. Do you come here often, or is this a place where, you know, it's just nice and convenient if you need it?
Well, once in a while for gift cards or snacks or whatever else we might need, just small stuff, but yeah.
How tedious do you think the process is for you going forward once they all close that, you know, have you even given thought to it, I guess?
Well, I mean, there's other places around, but... You know, this is more convenient. It's closer to my house. I only live a couple blocks from here, so.
Okay. Yes. And are you hopeful that once this Rite Aid closes here in particular, that maybe some other store with a pharmacy or something like that can move into this space to be able to kind of help the community out?
Sure, that would be great, yeah.
The Rite Aid stores across Western New York here, many of them are set to close as of June 4th. Just want to get your thoughts on the impact that the closing of these Rite Aids might have on you.
It's going to be very serious complications because I need to get prescriptions filled here, and I have a hard time walking around, so it's very convenient for me to come right across the street from where I live. And plus, I don't know, I'm going to miss the people who work here too, you know?
Yeah. How often do you frequent the store here and come here for any needs that you have?
I used to come here about once a week, but now it's like down to like once, twice a month now because I know that they're going to be closed and they don't have the things I need. You go in there, the shelves are practically nearly empty now, you know?
Well, I think you made mention that this is an area, this is your pharmacy here, right?
Right, and not only that, but it serves the hospital. It serves a lot of old people over here in this community. Mm-hmm. It's a very good location, you know? And it's a sad thing to go. I wish that somebody either would buy it or take it over, you know?
So what now? I mean, for your sake and for other people that you know, I mean, do you have a backup plan in terms of a pharmacy to get meds or anything else that you have?
Not as of yet, because some of the other pharmacies won't accept my insurance cards, and that's a big problem there. You got to call all these different places and find out who takes what, you know?
Yeah. Are you hopeful then that, you know, another maybe some store similar to Rite Aid or something else that provides a pharmacy will come in and move into a place like this?
Oh, absolutely. I'm hopeful that there's something will be done like that. That'd be great.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.